Epilogue. Where do we go from here? This is where I leave you. But we're so close to the end, you might say. End? History never ends, as long as there are historians to retell it. At this point, you are historian enough to retell the most recent history your way. The conclusion of this year's story is up to you. I mentioned in the beginning that, very commonly, the past 70 years or so take up something like 7 chapters in a textbook, whereas the first chapter can cover something like 300 years, as ours did. It's not that the Western world has gotten any more complex. It's always been complex, just like anything else. It's just that we're not sure what's really significant to the late 20th century with all these texts that are out there. We don't have enough distance from events to make that type of definitive conclusion. What will be our Renaissance, or our Dark Ages, for that matter? What will be the one trend that people in the 23rd century will say, that was what the 21st century was all about, everything else we can ignore or put as a sidebar in the textbook? This school year, we have seen how the Western world has come to dominate the entire world throughout the second millennium. Will that dominance continue in the third millennium? It's far too early to predict that, but it's never too early to evaluate your own time. We've seen how the folks who question their society are the ones who change it. To sum up this year in one sentence, questioning the past is the only way that the present becomes the future.